It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later in the show, we'll be taking a look at some of the legendary creatures and monsters that call Wisconsin their home.
First, a heated public hearing was held today over a bill that would limit the ability of local governments to regulate frack sand mining, which has increased significantly in recent years.
Joining us now is Gilman Halstead, WPR's reporter. He was at the hearing today. Gilman, welcome back.
Thanks for inviting me.
Always, anytime, man. So we sort of touched on it in our little lead in there. What exactly would this bill do?
Well, it would change something that was enacted through a state Supreme Court ruling in February of last year that gave townships the ability to enter into licensing agreements outside of zoning ordinances in restricting the way frack sand mining is done in their communities. It would allow them to monitor the environmental impact and basically to have a memorandum of agreement with the company about what they will do and what they won't. And so this bill would take that power away to a large extent. And people living in those towns and the Township Association is very much opposed to it. The industry is very much in favor of it, because they find these agreements that they have to go into limit their ability to expand the industry.
And townships have been making use of that Supreme Court ruling, right?
Yes, they have been. Trempealeau County passed a moratorium that means there can be no more frack sand mines opened. There have been an incredible number of them opened just over the past 3 years, actually. I think it's more than tripled the number of mines that are there. And people in the townships, by enacting the moratorium, have said, let's slow down, do some monitoring, try to get the Department of Natural Resources more involved in keeping track of the environmental and health impacts these might have. There are no studies right now that show there's an impact, but people are concerned.
So take us to today's hearing. How big a turnout was there?
Well, it was not overly packed. They did have some extra rooms set up for people to listen in. There were no seats available in the actual hearing room, and I didn't see how full the other rooms were. But I was not there to hear any, actually, of the testimony given by sort of the township residents, the quote-unquote real people. Most of what went on for the majority of the hearing was the industry and the Townships Association and environmental groups presenting, and unions, actually, presenting their take.
So on the pro side, the people arguing for this new legislation, you mentioned the unions. What did they have to say about why they were supporting this?
Because this industry is providing an incredible number of jobs for all sorts of construction workers and engineers who are building these plants and running them once they're up. And we know that the job situation has been bad, and they're concerned that these, what they call the hodgepodge of regulations that are being enacted by townships, will discourage the expansion of this industry and result in fewer jobs. So what they want is the state to set up some standard, and this is what the bill would do, that the state would be in charge of making all of the environmental decisions through the DNR and also through, of course, the Environmental Protection Agency, and restrict the towns from enacting any of their own health and environmental regulation or even monitoring programs.
So presumably critics of the bill are worried that what comes from this statewide regulation might be less rigorous than what they might be able to impose on a local level?
Right. And they're also concerned that the DNR does not have the staffing ability, the money and personnel to go out and really follow what's going on. The state representative from Trempealeau County, Representative Dano, has a bill pending that would actually add 10 more staff members to the DNR to be able specifically to monitor this burgeoning industry. That's not part of this bill, and he was there to testify today saying, don't pass this bill until the DNR has the ability to actually do what you're now saying the towns shouldn't be doing.
And I saw some of the state's environmental groups were trying to rally people to come and speak against this. What's their take there?
Well, it's really similar. I mean, they are jumping on the local control bandwagon and saying that the people who live in these towns, who have to deal with the sand in the air, the trucks on the roads, that they should be the ones who have some voice in how the industry is regulated. But they're also concerned in the larger picture, of course, about the whole energy debate going on, that this is being driven by the fossil fuel industry, and environmental groups are concerned that we shouldn't be expanding our fossil fuel extraction. We should be working on alternatives.
Because ultimately, this sand mine in Wisconsin gets used elsewhere for fracking operations for natural gas.
Exactly.
So when it was introduced, when I first heard about it, it had that feel of something that was moving quickly, this new legislation. Does it still feel that way today?
No, I get the sense that things may slow down a little bit here. Wisconsin Counties Association testified today saying they'd gotten assurances from the bill's authors, Senator Tiffany and Representative Ballwig, that they would sit down and talk with them about things they'd like to see change that would retain some local control over these things. And there was a big push from some other opponents that we really had to back off even further and have what you call a legislative council committee sit down and bring in all the stakeholders and really look at the industry and its impact in a much more comprehensive way before moving ahead with the bill.
And do the sponsors seem open to making changes?
Well, I think I don't think on the legislative council front that they want to back off that far, but they are trying to assure people like the Wisconsin Counties Association and the Wisconsin Township Association that they will take their concerns seriously and that this is only the starting point and changes can be made.
And there were protests outside of the Capitol, or at least people were trying to rally them last I saw.
Right, yes. There were some protests outside. Those were focused very strongly on local control and people really concerned about the fact that that the writing of this bill involved the authors sitting down with the industry and coming up with the changes that the industry wants and being concerned that local people were not really involved in that process and were sort of didn't really hear about the bill until 10 days ago or so.
Well, as with just about anything related to mining and legislation in Wisconsin, this is one we're probably going to be talking about for a while.
Right. It may actually be there may be some connections to the iron mine because there's some concerns. The iron mine in the Pinocchio Hills, there's some concerns that some of the provisions in the bill will make it harder to regulate blasting ordinances for the work that's going on in the Pinocchio Hills for that big iron mine.
Oh, is that one of the concerns that was raised today?
Yes, that was raised today by Senator Jauch, who represents the area.
All right. Gilman, thank you so much for being with us today. That was Gilman Halstead, reporter here at Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up next, we'll go monster hunting right here in Wisconsin. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.